from Streamline Publishing, Radio Inc. Magazine, Radio and Television Business Report, and our friends at HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I am your host, and it is a pleasure to have with me today as our guest, Fernando E. Fernandez. Fernando is the Chief Client Officer and a partner at New York-based multicultural marketing and advertising agency, Desposito & Partners. That is a low D space E-X-P-O-S-I-T-O ampersand partners, Desposito & Partners. We thank you for participating in this Hispanic radio podcast. Fernando, how are you?
Good. Thanks. My pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk a little bit about emerging markets. It's always a great topic of mine because we think of the Hispanic population and we tend to gravitate toward Miami, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. But it's true in a lot of ways that the majority of the growth in the U.S. Hispanic market is coming from cities and locales that are below the top 10 Hispanic DMAs. The question is whether or not media buyers and marketers are responding to this shift away from the top 10 DMAs. We've talked about this before in previous conversations with Fernando Fernandez at the Hispanic Market Overview, and now it's a pleasure to bring this conversation to radio industry owners and those that are thinking from a mindset of, okay, well, can I grow here? So we know it's true that the majority of growth in the U.S. Hispanic market is coming from markets that are below the top 10 Hispanic DMAs. Fernando, can you give us some insight into where those markets might be and, you know, why this might be happening?
Yeah, of course. So generally speaking, we believe this has to do partially with a shift away from traditional large DMAs for work opportunities, for example, due to recessions. Also, a little bit of the political climate in traditional Hispanic hubs may have led for some to go and live somewhere else and seek new horizons. Regardless, of potential reasons, these are happening. And the key demographic indicators show currently and over the next 4 years that the rate of growth of the Hispanic population will be highest in 8 new or emerging markets. So in order, they would be, Orlando, Seattle, Tampa, Austin, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Denver, and Las Vegas. Additionally, two of the traditional top 10 markets that you would normally associate with the top 10 big markets in the U.S. for Hispanic marketing, such as Houston and Dallas, they also make it into this top 10 DMAs with the greatest Hispanic growth rates.
That's very interesting. I mean, we know Houston and Dallas, but you mentioned markets like Seattle, and I think that really is mind-blowing. I mean, that is the number two fastest growing market in terms of the Hispanic population over Tampa, which we know, Orlando, which we've talked about here at the Hispanic Radio Podcast, thanks to Puerto Rican immigration, yes. Cubans and Colombians coming in there. Yes. But to see Houston and Dallas in particular still growing says a lot about what the marketer needs to know on markets that have been growing and continue to grow, but also these nascent markets, Washington, D.C. being one of those as well, Denver, definitely Las Vegas. What can you say then about challenges that you might be experiencing with brand managers and CMOs on investing in media in a market such as a Seattle or even in Atlanta or Denver?
Yeah, you know, the great thing about it these days is, the days of advertising in areas just due to the fact that they have large Hispanic concentrations. Really, you can say, yeah, it has a place, but it's, for all intents and purposes, it's not really where you first look at it, right? So clients today are interested in targeting consumers that represent the greatest business opportunity. And no secret, you know, today's we have lots of data and analysis that take into account a lot of other factors. We have a tool at the agency at the Desposito & Partners that our media team has developed, which is called Market Selector. And it takes into account a variety of multiple marketing criteria. So, for example, while population obviously is one of the main components, it's not the sole factor to determine which markets or DMAs we advertise in. So we take our clients through this And sometimes we evaluate up to 15 variables depending on the client's KPIs and line of business. It will depend from client to client, obviously, because they all have different industries. But yes, it's we're finding that, you know, we can work in this new environment, looking at just much more than just population density.
You had mentioned 8 markets that are kind of scattered all across the U.S. And if I am a radio station owner or operator, I tend to have my radio stations in a particular area of the country. So let me ask you this, Fernando. Is there one region of the U.S. that you think is hot right now and might be more vibrant than others? If I'm thinking for going into 2019, maybe taking one of my radio stations that isn't really doing so hot and maybe putting on a Spanish language or Hispanic targeted format, even if it's in English?
Yeah, you know what? We did a little bit of homework on this, and you know, the U.S. South seems to be a pretty vibrant region from a demographic perspective right now. The population there for Hispanics has nearly quadrupled since the 80s. So from about 4.5 million back then to almost 21 million today. And it also has experienced the highest growth rate among all regions in the U.S. since 2000, so 81% of that. So it's an area that we keep an eye on. It's one that seems to be vibrant, and folks are moving there. I have to probably think it's maybe the opportunities right now in that region that that are driving people to move there.
As we're recording this podcast, August 14th was the first day of school for the Los Angeles Unified School District for students in Palm Beach County, Florida, where we are based. This statistic really stood out, and that is that over the past 2 decades, the number of Latino youth enrolled in public schools across the South grew from roughly 1.9 million to about 4.9 million students. I mean, that is tremendous. And when you think of that population and their gravitation still toward radio compared to the non-Latino audience due to content and the music that they like, right. I think this really says a lot about an operator that might be in the South, that might be kind of on the fence, that there's definitely some opportunity here.
There's definitely opportunity there. And that's evident in the fact that, you know, you have this growth in school and basically school enrollment. That just tells you lots of families are moving there, and the opportunity obviously follows.
So thinking again of the radio broadcaster, let's say they do make the move and go into a Spanish language format or something specifically targeting Hispanics. What happens then in terms of the ad dollars? Are they flowing? Does it require a real concerted effort and a lot of, you know, perhaps sleepless nights wondering if you've made the right decision because you're just not getting those national dollars? It's all local. Certain categories might be stronger than others. What sort of observations or advice do you have on that?
Well, I think for radio, when it comes to Hispanic market, it's a very special, a channel these days. It's just you grow up with radio and you basically get a lot of your news and information through radio. We also need to keep in mind that, you know, given Hispanics and their sort of work habits, radio sort of fits in perfectly in those. Whether you're working on a factory or you know those kinds of jobs where you have more access to that type of a channel to listen to your news, to listen to your music. You know, and music being one of those important key things that we hold dear to, you know, it's one of those passion points. So, you know, if you talk to them through music, obviously you make a connection. The radio station obviously has an opportunity to do that. It's very unique when you think about it, other than any other media that's out there.
So, Fernando, the language versus culture issue is one that really continues to dominate a lot of the conversations that I have. If one were to suggest that more Latinos are using English than ever before, especially when we look at that youth growth, those that are in the schools, with population growth driven by births and not immigration, one would note that the rise of the English dominant Hispanic or the bilingual Hispanic may decrease any need to go into Spanish language media at this particular juncture as we head into 2019. Is this something that you have any thoughts on? I mean, is there some validity to this, or is there a lot of false interpretation of all of this?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, if you look at some of the statistics, the census data, for example, tells us that Spanish language speakers will actually be growing. If you look at that particular stat, they're saying nearly 42 million nationwide by 2020. And then there's others that projected to, you know, by 2029, this number will grow to approximately 51 million people. I think as a language, Spanish is not going to go away for many reasons. I think that, you know, while there may be some that maybe shy away from it for obvious reasons, you know, the fact is that the population continues to grow. And we also need to keep in mind that even though your kids are growing with more of an English environment, depending on where you live, you know, that a lot of Hispanics, they like to maintain culture and language alive for many reasons. One of them is, for example, today's digital age that allows you to communicate back and forth very fluently with your home country. You know, you have to be able to have some level of Spanish so you can communicate with your family there. So, I mean, it's one of those things that is sort of ingrained in the culture. And the example that you see these days too is that you see some of that making its way through general market efforts and advertising that sort of winks a little bit to the language. You see that more and more. So it's not going away.
I don't think it's going to go away. And in just my own observation, as we conclude here, I can tell you that the rise of trap music in particular has really gravitated to Latinos across the U.S. in ways that are really unprecedented. We are seeing this growth in Los Angeles with Mega 96, 96.3 FM, the Spanish broadcasting system station there, being really the only champion of this music, and now as a result coming very close to the market leader, K-Love, the Univision radio station.
Right.
That really was something that we covered on a recent Hispanic radio podcast because it was so noteworthy. We know that this is something that is taking hold in markets like Miami and Orlando and Tampa, but when we hear reports from our friends in Sacramento that, hey, you need to look at this, it's something that is global in nature. Yes, it's Latino, but we see going out at night, people that don't speak a word of Spanish really gravitating to this and really enjoying this music. So I think it's really ushering in a new age for Latin contemporary music, the Latin urban sound, but also reinforcing to the Hispanic and the Latino that, hey, you know, this is our content, and that could really be
absolutely
the winning recipe for a radio group out there in the South that is, again,
provides
on offense, doesn't really know what to do, but could be on the brink of something bigger than this country has ever seen when it comes to popular music.
Yep. And you can see it in the artists that are out there that are Hispanic artists that are in a crossing over very easily to the wider audiences. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a great observation.
And on that note, I want to thank Fernando Fernandez from Desposito and Partners for being our guest on this edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the potential growth for your company in Hispanic radio, why don't you join us in March of 2019 for the Hispanic Radio Conference. It's at the Intercontinental in Doral, Miami. And you can visit HispanicRadioConference.com right now for more information on this event. March 12th and 13th are the dates. And guess what? We also have a Hispanic Radio Podcast archive there as well. So thank you, Fernando. And
hey, Fonsi.
This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2018. Have a great day.